Pacific 92 East Coast Radio.
And today I have one question for you because I want to see something. But I first want to tell you a little story about why I have an issue with giving dogs certain names. I will never forget the day I was walking in a park. I mean, I do this now, hashtag FitFam. It's what we do in Durban. And I saw this woman and she was calling out for Jonathan. And like, I'm like, yes. And she was doing it in, you know, when someone's voice is strained and they're like stressed out about something. So I'm thinking, okay, drama is happening. I'm going to witness it. I love drama. So she's calling out for Jonathan, Jonathan, Jonathan. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? Did her man leave her? This is like some kind of like tiff going on. All of a sudden, I see this Jack Russell run from behind a tree. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Jonathan was the Jack Russell. Now, Jack Russell is a cute little dog. But I was so shocked that she was calling out for her dog, whose name is Jonathan. And never in my wildest dreams did I think Jonathan would be a Jack Russell. When I think Jonathan, I think 30-odd years old. You know, he gyms every day. He drinks artisanal beer, works in finance, drives a nice hatchback. He's got that Auditor Starter Pack outfit. You know, the brown pants, the brown belt, the brown shoes, and maybe just a touch of blue, a blue shirt. That is what Jonathan sounds like to me. Jonathan is not a dog. Jonathan works in corporate. So I was quite bizarre and I was thrown back that someone actually had the audacity to name their dog Jonathan. And I'm not judging, I'm not coming for you, but I just don't think that dogs should have human names. I mean, you get those names that double up as dog names and human names, and names that are just only for humans are only for dogs. Benjamin. Benjamin can double up as a dog name and a human name. I have no issue there. Benjamin, and I'll shorten him to Benji, and he'll be my cute little Jack Russell. So I want to ask you this afternoon, 061-792-9495. Let us know what your dog's name is, why you chose that name, and I'm going to let you know if that is a dog name or a human name, or if it could double up as both.
Hey East Coast, I have a ginger cat, and he is huge, and his name is Craig.
Craig! 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 Like, if you lived in an apartment and if you were screaming for Craig, people would think that you're fighting with your boyfriend. Craig is definitely not a pet name. No way! Like, you are not even in the vicinity of pet names. That is not cute. I want to know why you're calling him Craig.
Hi, it's Sonia speaking. Our dog is named Ray Donovan after the character in the TV series, and he is exactly like Ray Donovan. Very full of attitude.
Yes.
He's a French bulldog. Love him to bits.
Okay, so I mean, from what I did watch, the bits of Ray Donovan, I didn't really like the dude. And also, two names for a dog? Come on.
Hi, everyone. It's not Ayoba. It's not right at all. You can't name a dog with a human being.
I know, right? I know.
Not right. It's bad.
I would be expecting.
You must change the name.
If someone calls up for Craig.
Just pay.
Someone calls up for Craig or Jonathan, I'm expecting to see a human.
Hi, Vic. Trust you all. Awesome show, by the way. I have two pets. One of them is a pit bull, and his name is Blue. That name originated from one of the color of his eyes,
okay,
which is blue. And the other one is Rottie female, and I call her Lexi. Simply because I wanted to call her Roxy, and I realized there's a lot of female Rotties out there called Roxy. So the closest thing was Lexi. It wasn't like it was something that had been found. It was just closest to Roxy. Have a good one, buddy. Cheers.
Yay, please tell us, what is it with Rottweilers being called Roxy? Also, I wouldn't know how I would feel if I had to come across a four-legged creature and they called it Vic. I don't think I'd feel right about that. Blue, creative. No.
Good afternoon, Vic. How are you this afternoon? My dog's name is Lola. I like the name Lola. So, and she's also a Jack Russell with a boxer mix. Thank you. Bye. Have a good evening. Bye.
Hi, Isia. My partner and I named our dog Tipsy because her paws have white tips on it.
Cute.
So,
very cute.
Yeah. And she's a girl. So, yeah, her name is Tipsy.
I love
Thank it. Thank you. It's Luca.
Back to Ashika, who said her dog's name is Lola. Lola's a cute doggy name. It can work as a doggy name. If you called it Lola, even actually, no, that's a dog name only. It's not a human name.
So I had a pavement special 3 years ago, and I named her Brenda after my neighbor that I didn't like.
That's hilarious. Oh, no way. Please don't. That is why I don't ever want to make any news with people who own dogs. Brenda. Does Brenda know that you named the dog after her? Hit us up 061-792-9495. Even if you have a cat, and I don't like cats, but it's okay. Any kind of creature you have, I want to hear what their names are and why.
East Coast, when I was younger, I had two dogs, and their names were Nigel and Nancy. And my uncle has two bull terriers, named Norman and Gladys.
Those are all human names. I don't even think, Em, you need me to affirm that for you.
Hi there. I have two chickens.
Cute.
My hen's name is Cece, and my rooster's name is Fred.
You know, I wonder what it must be like to own two chickens as a pet. I think it could be very fun and calming. I should give it a shot one day.
Hi, Vic. I've also got a tortoise. Its name is Sheldon Cooper.
Okay, so because I know the character, we'll let that one go. That is a pet name.
Guys, this is Megan. I've got five cats, and they are called Paisley, Peyton, Preston, Princeton, and Parker.
Sounds very regal, very Oxford University. Sounds like that show Politician on Netflix right now. I'm sure like all of those characters are in there. How do you remember all of their names? But it all starts with a P. Five cats is a lot.
Hey, East Coast, I have four dogs. Their names are Wacky Wednesday, Marley, Dory, and Jackson. And I have a cat named Sparky, and I have a horse named Caspian.
I love it. Okay, so Jackson is the only one, but I think Jackson, actually, you know what? Jackson doubles up as a dog name, and it doubles up as a human name. Hit us up 0617929495. And I never asked for the pictures, but you have them ready and it's coming through and I'm loving all these cute puppies that I'm seeing everywhere on my screen. What a beautiful Thursday. 0617929495.
I've got a 60 kilogram Burrible at home and he's my son's best friend and he's the biggest, floppiest, gentle giant you can think of and his name is Baxter.
Cute. I love Baxter. That would be one of my dog names too. Actually, if I had a kid, I'd name it Baxter too.
Hi, Vic. We had a Rottweiler and his name was Diesel. And we also had a Doberman and her name was Medusa. Thanks, Vic. Good show.
Strong dog names.
Hi, have two roosters and their name, the one's name is Kingsley and the other one is Boston.
Kingsley and Boston. Listen, I'm sidetracking here, digressing, but what is it with people in KZN having hens, roosters, chickens as pets? No, I'm not coming at you. I've just noticed there's a trend. We legit got about over 10 voice notes of people telling us the names of their chickens.
Oh, hi. Just imagine calling your dog Yamkela Msindo. Yamkela Msindo. Hey, Yamkela Msindo. come on, guys. No.
It's me.
The dog's name, you must call the dog Ranger. Ranger. Yeah, at least. Not Yamkela Msindo. It's Chimen from Silver House.
Hi, East Coast. I have three dogs, Sporty, Blacky, and Fluffy.
Cute.
Hi, East Coast. Okay, I've got five pets, two dogs, three cats, and their names are Stoner, Yettles, Fatty Boom Boom, Fluffy, and Bacardi.
All doggy names. It works.
Hi there, it's Jamie here, and we have two dogs. We have an English Bull Terrier called Jaeger, and he was named after my husband's favorite drink, Jägermeister. And we have a Great Dane called Cassie, and she was actually a rescue, so we got her with her name.
Oh, cute.
Listen,
if you need inspiration, you've just gotten a dog or you're thinking of one and you need a name, head on to ecr.co.za, click on Vic Naidoo's page, that's me, he asks, look for this show, and we have uploaded all the doggy names that came through. So much response this afternoon, couldn't get through all of them, but definitely go listen back.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m., East Coast Radio.